We're going to talk about how to nurture a smart baby from pregnancy all the way to birth and perhaps even beyond. And talking us through these and other facts will be Cheryl Chia, who is a physiotherapist at Brain Fit Studios. Cheryl is with me today on Parenting Made Easy. And so far, we've talked about many things. Couple of things to remember. Chronic stress can affect a baby in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
What you eat is what baby eats too. Mm-hmm. So we want to think about that. And if we have particular habits, perhaps not so good habits, we want to look at those habits and perhaps give some of these things up, particularly things like alcohol and smoking.
Yeah.
These are perhaps the two big no-nos. Then fish is great because that helps not just baby, but mom too. Omega-3 is always important for development of brain and particularly for baby's brain, because that's what we're talking about today. And research has shown, and Cheryl has also shared that with us, that a baby's brain develops really fast during the 9 months that he or she is in the mummy's womb. And this is the faster rate than at any other time in a person's life.
Yeah,
so we do want to take care of ourselves and our baby during the first 9-10 months, right, of baby. And so when we talk about activities, and you did say just before the break that moderate exercise for mums to be, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And if dads to be can get in on the action too, perhaps that might spur mum on to do something, because it's not advisable just to be very sedentary, right, during the 9 months?
Yeah, that's right. I think, certainly we talk about, you know, improving the circulation, you know, for the baby and for mom when you exercise. The other thing would be preparing for labor itself. So as we know, you know, the second stage of labor will be the active pushing stage. And and research has shown that mummies who are fitter, you know, tend to have shorter second stage labor. So I think the research is showing like a 30-minute typical second-stage labor for someone who's fit versus like an hour second-stage labor for someone who's sedentary. And how does that link to baby, and does that, you know, affect the brain in any way? In a sense, yes, because we don't want second-stage labor to be too long, because we worry about whether there would be a lack of oxygen, you know, if the baby is stuck in the birth canal for too long a period. So that's something we worry about. And the short second stage labor is always, you know, is preferential, you know, if we have a choice. I mean, it's also easier for mom. That's one thing, easier recovery, but also less stress for the baby. So based on the research, I think it's a good thing for mummies to get a little bit active. Nothing strenuous though, as we have mentioned, but moderate exercise up to 30 minutes. It's a good thing.
Are there things that perhaps older mums to be need to be aware of versus a younger mum to be?
I think probably not so much the age, but your activity levels before you were pregnant.
Ah, your fitness level is important.
That's right.
So regardless of if you're a mum to be when you're in your 30s as opposed to in your 20s, you really have got to look after your health and your fitness.
That's right. So if you were a fit, you know, 30-year-old mum, that's fine, you know. And but if you were an unfit 20-year-old, you know, so we're really looking at the fitness and health, you know, kind of pre-pregnancy kind of status. So if you're planning to have a baby, I think it's a good time to get into some form of routine that involve physical activities. I think that would be good.
So health and fitness pre-pregnancy is as important as during pregnancy, because I know we spend some time thinking about post-pregnancy and how to get back into shape, right?
Yeah.
And so what you're saying brings to mind the fact that we need to think about getting our bodies in shape for pregnancy, so that prep time, like giving up stuff we shouldn't be doing way before pregnancy.
And getting into healthy habits, like exercising and eating well. I think that's all good, you know, if you're planning to have a baby.
Right, and there are important things to keep in mind, actually. And the other thing that, of course, you specialize in really is brain development and activity. I mean, you do a lot of this with young children,
yeah.
With well kids, and also kids who perhaps need special attention. So let's talk about activities to help develop baby's brain while baby's still in the womb. Are there such things?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
so I think what research is generally showing is that for the first half of the pregnancy, you kind of want to leave them alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you remember I was saying that kind of like the senses, like vision and sight and thinking, you know, I mean, the brain formation, it's kind of happened from the first month after conception. So between that and till about 20 weeks or so, there is a lot of neuron or nerve cells growth. So they're multiplying. According to research, it is not a time that we really want to disturb the baby too much. So we want to keep away stress though, you know, and eat well and just stay healthy. And in fact, you know, talking about eating, I want to mention some research that's linked morning sickness.
Yes.
To how the baby, the outcomes, because I get some questions related to women having very bad morning sickness. And because of that, they don't have the appetite to eat. So whether or not that was going to be affecting the baby, you know, because they were not eating enough. And very, very interestingly, some recent research has actually shown that women with very bad morning sickness actually had babies who measured higher on the IQ test after they were born. It's really quite interesting.
Interesting.
And one of the suggestions, you know, hypothesis now is that perhaps morning sickness could have been there in the early stages to make mommy rest, so that you're not doing too much at that stage. All this, you know, all the stimulation things that you're thinking about, you know, not to worry about that, but just to leave baby alone, all right? Mm. And for the body to do its job, you know, for the embryo to grow, but really thinking about stimulation more in the second half of the pregnancy.
Right, that's what you were saying earlier, that the connectivity amongst the brain cells happens in the second half of the pregnancy.
Right. Yeah.
So are there things that moms should do to help?
Yeah, certainly. We know, for example, that by the late second trimester, so we're talking about maybe late 20th week, so 28 weeks or so, you know, early third trimester, some of the senses are already quite mature in the sense that baby can hear what's going on, right? So first of all, they start hearing mommy's internal sounds, like mommy's voices and heart rate.
Yes.
And over time, they start to be able to detect external sounds as well. So what's happening outside? So daddy's voices, you know, are all sounding a bit muffled because they are, you know, floating in amniotic fluid. So it's a fluid environment. But the hearing senses is certainly developing, and the brain that is already starting to perceive this kind of sensory information. Vision, for example, they start to be able to see shadows, you know, kind of like movement of their own limbs and all. The sense of touch. We look at twin studies, for example. That's really interesting, that finding that one twin seeking contact with the other twin. Yeah, so they're already kind of seeking sensory, we wouldn't say stimulation, but experiences, I guess. Yeah, so it is a time when parents can think a little bit more about what we can do, you know, such as we talk a little bit about reading to the baby, talking to the baby, you know, during the break.
Yes.
All right, all this is to really give information as the baby is kind of like experiencing what's going on in his environment.
Yes, a lot of research in recent years have shown that talking to baby, and for baby to get used to mum's voice and dad's voice, and even music. I did that.
Yeah.
I played music. And music. So this has perhaps proven quite popular with younger parents or first-time parents of today. And you find that more and more I'm hearing younger or even first-time mothers saying they're reading to their babies.
Yeah.
And they do this every night without fail. And dads talking to their babies while baby's still in the womb. So these are things that are recommended, activities that could help in brain development. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get Cheryl to share with us more. Nurture a Smart Baby from Bump to Birth. The speaker is Cheryl Chia from Brain Fit Studios. And Cheryl has been sharing with us some really interesting tips that mums-to-be and even dads-to-be can take note of, all the way from nutrition and what we should do before, during pregnancy. And just before this short break, some recent research where it has shown that talking to baby, reading to baby, and playing music to baby has got its benefits. And these are some of the activities, because we're talking about brain development, and that is Cheryl's specialty. Brain development and activities, and how activities can actually help in brain development. And Cheryl did share some of that right at the beginning, that, you know, we do want to consider the fact that the brain starts to develop already in the womb.
Yeah.
From as early as day zero.
That's right.
And continues to develop really fast during those 9 months, faster than at any time of a person's life. So we should take a step back and think about this, but don't worry, because you don't want to worry too much and stress over some of these things too much. So Cheryl, share with us now what you will be covering during this particular seminar that you'll be leading.
We will be talking about what kind of things that parents can do when they're pregnant, all right? The kind of things they need to consider about, lifestyle considerations, some of which we discussed, like nutrition, exercise, stress levels, how to manage some of these, and also what we just talked a little bit about, the activities that parents can do when the baby is still in the womb, especially in the third trimester, because research has found that, you know, baby seems to have the capacity to learn even while they're in the womb, especially in the last 3 months or so. But we're also going to talk about, for example, when you have music, one common question would be, do you put the headsets at the belly?
Right? I did that.
So we're not too sure about that yet, all right? But certainly some considerations will be the loudness. So we'll be talking, you know, about common questions like that and whether we should be doing that or not, all right? And what if we do, what are some of the important considerations? And also covering on what we should be watching out for in the period after birth. So when baby is out, we know that learning is already started. Memory faculties are already kicked in action by the beginning of the third trimester. So certainly when the baby is born, it is not a baby that is just crying and peeing and pooping and eating, you know. But a lot more is going on. They are already capable of learning, you know, which research has demonstrated that there is already memory formation. So what can we do then, now that baby is out, all right? So one of the things would be to watch out for their cues. Baby sends out cues whether they are ready to be stimulated or not. I think that's important, because one of the things we have found is that for overzealous parents, they can overload the baby.
Yes.
Right? And so we're not talking about hot housing from day one either, right? So I think that's why it's important, and certainly if you're concerned about how your baby is going to be growing and developing, I think it will be useful for us to learn some of these cues so baby can tell us when's ready, you know, to be stimulated. And then what are the activities that we can do?
So you don't want to overstimulate a baby though, right?
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because suddenly I have visions of crying babies and mums and dads saying, yeah, because they were overstimulated during the day.
Yeah, overstimulation is a real thing. So I think one of the important thing would be to stop, you know, and to know when to stop. Mm. What are some of the early signs? You know, of course, crying and wailing is one of the obvious signs. But if we are good enough with our observation, or if we know what to watch out for, then we can kind of like halt, you know, some of these stimulations activities even before we reach that point.
And I love what you said about taking baby's cue. Yeah, because babies are telling us things all the time, but it's, I guess, we don't speak baby speak.
Yeah,
so baby. Sometimes it takes a while to understand what baby is trying to tell us. But in terms of activities and stimulating baby, perhaps that's when we do need to take baby's cue and know when baby is either tired of what you're doing or not responding, not because the child isn't responding, but the child has chosen not to respond. There are differences like that. And as you say, if the baby's crying and not cooperating, perhaps that's the cue for us to stop. And the other thing that I think I find quite interesting is that research has also shown, and you've said this already, that the unborn baby is processing information already, right, even before it's born, and they're learning even before they're born, and that they retain some memory even.
Yes, and it's really...
I've read this.
Yeah, it's fascinating research. For example, one research comes to mind would be they were playing certain tunes to the baby when the baby's in the womb. Right, so this is music. You know, we talked about music. Mm-hmm. All that information about music being able to enhance the brain, it's come up from research like that, where they would have exposed certain babies, you know, certain pregnant women to certain tunes. And And then after the baby is born, all right, they will then hook the infant, now the newborn, you know, up to a few, you know, to a few gadgets, might be the way they're sucking, or they look at their blood pressure or the heart rate, for example. And then they play these tunes. And they are finding that there seems to be a memory of the tune.
Right, so baby responds.
Yeah, these babies who have heard the tune before would respond, but not the babies who never heard it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so there's already memory formation at such an early age. Fascinating.
Right. These research pieces are widely available, and even there are those that I've read also that say babies have responded to the sound of their parents' voices.
That's right.
Because mums and dads talk to their tummies.
Yeah.
And then when they talk to baby, you find that there is some sort of response.
Yeah, and recognition.
And recognition. Yeah. So baby obviously didn't see you for 9 months, but they hear the voice and they can remember it. So these are amazing pieces of research, and they're proven researchers as well. And so many things for us to consider when we're preparing ourselves as women to accept a pregnancy, and then during pregnancy, what we need to take note of, and for dads to be as well, to be there to support mums to be, and to perhaps help them along, particularly, you know, you're talking about stress and learning activities and music and talking. So there are many things we can do and we can learn from Cheryl. She has tips and strategies and activities too, which Cheryl will share with us during the Parents Connect seminar. Once again, the date is the 31st of October at Suntec Convention Centre. It starts at 12:30 and runs till 4:30. And you can sign up for the Parents Connect seminar at www.smartparents.sg. Again, smartparents.sg. Sign up for the seminar there. Get to meet Cheryl. She's amazing. A lot of research that she can quote you, and also many activities that she can share with you. And if you have grown children or other children already, some of these activities could be applicable to other children as well. And so, again, 31st October is the date you want to note in your diary for the next Parents Connect seminar. And our guest speaker is Cheryl Chia. Cheryl, one final word for mums to be who are listening to us.
Relax. Keep well. Think good thoughts. Read up about what's happening. Read up about the brains of growing babies. And I think preparing themselves for a great journey ahead. You know, that they'll really be able to influence and mold a very young life.
Yeah, that's it. You see, it's a journey. Pregnancy is a journey. And then, of course, parenting. That's the longer journey. So we do need to prepare. And so for more parenting tips, you can visit smartparents.sg, which is a MediaCorp initiative. And 938 Live is proud to be the official radio station for smartparents.sg. And so remember the date, 31st October, Cheryl Chia from Brain Fit Studios will be speaking on how to nurture a baby from bump to birth. Sign up, www.smartparents.sg. Cheryl, thank you for your time with us today.
Thank you, Susan.
And lovely to hear all your tips, and I've learned so many new things today. If I had to do it all over again, I would definitely take all your tips and apply them. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you.
You've been on Parenting Made Easy. I'm Susan Ng. Thanks for your company.